Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Indeed, this is the first day of Pledge Drive. We're seeking to get some great momentum going, and we need some help. We need your prayer, and we need your financial support. So let's bow our heads in prayer and ask Our Lady to pray with us and for us as we go forward. In our Pledge Drive mode for this week, we also include all of your personal intentions for yourself and your family, your children, whatever needs you may have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number to call to be on the air is 888-914-9149. We have lines open, and we're doing a regular show, even though it's Pledge Drive. 888-914-9149. Let's get first to Chicago and talk to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome.
Yes, Patrick, question. Yesterday, I attended a Mass live stream. This was in Europe, and it's a priest that I really like. It was a beautiful, mm-hmm. devout Mass. But however, the way communion was passed out after the consecration and how he distributed communion, he put it in a beautiful silver plate and then put it down on a table, and then people came up and took their own host. I've never seen that done before. I really like this priest. He's a great theologian in Europe and really fights against abortion. And since I communicate with him, I just wonder if I shouldn't say something about that. But I've never seen it. I mean, is that okay to do that, to just put it down and let people select their own host?
No. Let me say it again. No. It is absolutely, it's forbidden. It's called self-communicating, and lay people are forbidden from self-communicating. So let me talk a little bit about this so you understand the background here. The priest at the altar who is celebrating Mass in persona Christi, that's a Latin phrase that means in the person of Christ, he self-communicates. He, being a priest, has that right to take the host off the paten and put it into his own mouth. And the same is true. He receives the precious blood from the chalice. Nobody hands it to him. He takes it up and receives it. Now, there's a theological and a sacramental symbolism here that points to the fact that he is a priest, and he's ordained to offer sacrifice at the altar. And to handle the body and blood of the Lord in this way is proper to his office and his ministry as priest. Now, you'll notice at Mass that the deacons do not self-communicate. So the priest will hand the deacon, he'll either place the host on the deacon's tongue if the deacon receives Holy Communion on the tongue, or he'll place it into his hands, but the deacon does not self-communicate. Lay people certainly do not self-communicate. What I mean by that is you don't reach down to the paten and take a host like you would a potato chip and pop it into your mouth. And I use that phraseology because that's what this can devolve into, where it's almost like, you know, hey, come get yours. That's forbidden. And I don't know why he's doing it. I'm assuming maybe that's how it's done. Now, it shouldn't be done. It's a liturgical abuse. But if that's what's going on in his home country, back in Europe, well, that's a shame. It shouldn't be done. But it is objectively wrong, and you shouldn't do that. It also is in an odd sort of way, it's a kind of reverse form of clericalism, in which by doing this, it is clericalizing lay people who are not the ordinary ministers of Holy Communion, and he's also shirking his duty as the ordinary minister of communion to distribute Holy Communion. So to put not too fine a point on it, lay people receive the precious blood and they receive the consecrated host from the minister, so from the priest or from the bishop or from the deacon, and they never self-communicate. So my advice would be, if you know him well enough that you can, you know, frankly let him know this, I would do so. Now, if you want the specifics, on this. There is what's called the General Instruction of the Roman Missal, or GIRM for short, G-I-R-M. And that's available as a PDF that you can go through and look to the section where it talks about who the minister of communion is and how people are to receive Holy Communion. Those specific details are listed there. So if you wanted to make reference to that, you could, but he will already know, or at least he should know, that doing what you just described is forbidden. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I think that I will write, because I promote his book here in the United States. I mean, he's an incredible theologian. In fact, I was going to mail you his book because it's 600 pages about mm-hmm. abortion, and he does a fantastic job with it. And he's also a proxy in this particular church visiting a shrine for me. And I do feel comfortable talking to him. I mean, he teaches in the universities in Europe. And I was shocked at that. The mass otherwise was very reverent because I attend all of his live stream masses. And
I understand that he's a great guy and all, but this is one of those things that for whatever reason, I don't know, I don't even want to speculate, but for whatever reason, doing that is not something he should do. So if you want to bring that up with him, maybe that will help him, you know, change that practice.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that I should. So anyway, yeah. And kudos to you for helping bring back the lukewarm to the faith.
Thank you.
People that have been lukewarm in their faith have said, you know, I'm coming back. I hear Patrick. I hear everybody else. They love Father Simon. And they say, that was lukewarm, and now I want to come back full swing. So
awesome.
You're working on the lukewarm, not only those that have never heard or, you know, have left the church. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stephanie. So nice to hear those words of encouragement. We take them to heart, and I hope it goes smoothly and easily with this priest. That'll be my hope. I remember one time, and thanks for the call, I remember one time I was at a parish that I attended, and I noticed that the choir was singing in what would be the Agnus Dei or the Lamb of God, you know, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us, etc. Well, they extended it for some strange reason. It was a song that they were singing. So then they, as part of this, they were singing Wine of Peace, have mercy on us, Bread of Life, have mercy on us. They were changing the words of the Agnus Dei. And so I remember talking to the pastor of the parish. I was on very friendly terms with him. And I said, Father, I hope you don't mind me pointing this out, but the way the Lamb of God is being prayed here, it's actually heretical. He said, what? I said, think of it. You know, wine cannot take away our sins. Jesus can, and his precious blood is no longer wine. Bread cannot take away our sins, and his true presence in the Holy Eucharist, in the Eucharistic bread, it's no longer bread. And so when they're singing Wine of Peace and Bread of Life, you know, they were singing it. I don't think Bread of Life was exactly what they said, but whatever it was, maybe Bread of Peace and Wine of Peace. And he stopped and he looked at me and he thought of it. He says, you're right. He says, I don't know why I didn't see that. And so instantaneously, he gave orders, not that very minute, but he gave orders that song was no longer to be sung, and it has never been sung ever since. And so there are times when those moments when you have to kind of hold up your hand and say, I think this may need to be done differently, it can be at times warmly received. And I give that priest a great deal of credit for him doing that. All right, we are now at a point of taking another quick break. This is the third hour of our first day of Pledge Drive, and Father Rocky has got a message for you, after which I'll be joined by my colleague Mary Graham, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about Pledge Drive.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you today only for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year? A Relevant Radio baseball cap. They're really sharp. It's blue, with a Relevant Radio logo in white. And just think, someone may see that Relevant Radio logo on your hat and ask, Relevant Radio, what's that? And you can tell them that they're gonna hear terrific faith-filled talk all day, every day. It's a perfect opportunity for you to evangelize. The Relevant Radio blue baseball cap is yours for your gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Now, the baseball cap is only available today. Did I mention that we have matching funds this hour? So your $20 a month gift gets doubled? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
kind of reviewing our updates from last hour. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. You reached out and you responded to our call and our need. We're not done, though. We still need to have a little bit of makeup from the first 2 hours. So they've upped our call goals. We need 125 people to reach out during this hour and respond and help support this local station. Relevant Radio, it is amazing the stories that we hear from each and every person or each and every day from all the different people throughout the world and how Relevant Radio is changing their lives. And it's only happened because so many people have done exactly what we know you're going to do during this hour, and that is reach out and respond by visiting the website, using your app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
You know, Mary, when we talk about Pledge Drive and you talk about the, you know, the amazing stories of people whose lives are changed, Cyrus and I get these letters every day, literally every day. We're getting emails and some, in some cases, handwritten letters from people. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to read one or two of those. But it's very moving to all of us, as I know you know, about what God is doing in the lives of people on a daily basis, healing marriages, restoring family communications, maybe children who have written off their parents, and the child starts listening to Relevant Radio and, like the prodigal son, comes back home again. We see so many amazing things. And I just like, Mary, the way you tie those in to the need for people to help us. It's not about dollars and cents only. It's about lives being changed, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so many people have joined in. You know, we had last hour, look at this. We asked for some larger gifts. We want to say thank you so much in San Francisco. Jose made a $1,000 gift. Could we get several people during this hour that can do that same thing? A $1,000 gift. We'd love to hear from you. Still waiting for our first $5,000 gift during the Patrick Madrid show during this pledge drive. Will you be the first to do that? It's real easy when you use your smartphone or your tablet and open up the app when you visit the website at relevantradio.com. Or when you call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123. We need 125 people to respond this hour. Will you be one of those 125 to help us reach our goal?
We have operators standing by to take your call at 877-291-0123. So I don't think you're going to get a busy signal if you call now, but even if you do get a busy signal, just remember you can always go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge there safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app.
Call now. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond.
G'day, mate. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. The internet has collapsed. National security officials are now blaming it on the high volume of emails being sent to the Patrick Madrid show on Relevant Radio. We'll have more tonight on the NBC Nightly News.
You've got mail.
Mail time. It's mail time? Already? Really? Okay, we'll be right there, mailbox.
Got a box full of letters.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
Some things that you might like to see.
Right on. Hey, even Tom Brokaw apparently listens to this program. I think the internet is getting back up and running. Here's some emails and letters that I've received. This one comes in from Denise. And I never say the last name of people who write in, but Denise is writing in from Teaneck, New Jersey. And this was a beautiful handwritten card that she sent me recently. She said, Patrick, I came across Relevant Radio a few years ago when one of the hosts spoke at a Woman's Day at Seton Hall. I am addicted, and all my music radio time is now spent at Relevant Radio. You and I grew up in the same era, with the same wonderful music, so it's a lot to give up. I don't have, but you know, by the way, let me jump in here. Denise, one of the nice things about listening to the Patrick Madrid show is a lot of that same music that you and I grew up with, I play on the program. So see, that's God's way of saying, look, you know, put first the kingdom of God and everything else will follow. So you get a chance to listen to some of that great music in little dribs and drabs on this program. She says, I don't have to repeat all the wonderful testimonies you receive from listeners. All those sentiments come sincerely from my heart also. The one thing I will repeat is that I wish Relevant Radio had been around when I was young. especially as a young parent. I want to thank you for all the good work that you and the staff do. I was leery when the merger happened, but the message just got better. I will be more open-minded about the new changes, but it is getting even better. It reminds me of a song. I'm not a big taco person, but I found this taco shirt while vacationing in the Poconos. With all the things you receive, you probably have one already. Well, I thought of you and I had to get it. And she sent me a very nice taco-related t-shirt. She says, Relevant Radio certainly has changed my life. It took me a while to put the app on my phone. I was getting up at 5 a.m. to listen to Daybreak until I realized I could listen on the app when I wake up. And I'm a slow learner, she says. The app is fantastic. I can work into many conversations, something I have heard on Relevant Radio. On the app, she says, it allows me to program prayer into my life. A good person is a gift from God, she says. I thank God every day for Relevant Radio. You are all remembered in my prayers daily. God bless you all and keep up the great work, your sister in Christ, Denise. And Denise, thank you so much. We're all so grateful to you for your kindness and sharing with us how you feel about Relevant Radio. We sure appreciate that. Here's a longer email, and I'm going to do my best to get through this. Cyrus, give me a sense of time here before. Do I have about 4 minutes, 5 minutes before we've got to proceed? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, good. So this one, and I actually wrote back to him. His name is Martin, and Martin is writing from San Jose, California. And I was delayed in getting back to Martin, so this is an email that he sent me several months ago. But I wrote back to him, and I said, hey, I'm going to read your letter on the air. It's that good. I mean, listen to this. It's actually funny, and let's listen to this. Dear Mr. Madrid, it's Sunday morning. No, really, it's true. It is true that today is the special day. Now, he's making light. He's kind of joining in the fun of a certain audio clip that we have of somebody saying good morning Sunday morning. He says, in our household, birthdays after age 60 are a reason to hide. Well, Mr. Madrid, you crack me up. How did such a character of apologetics invade my breakfast, my dinner prep, my driving, my shaving, and showering? It is definitely a one-way deal. I refuse to call the show, even if you tie one half of your brain behind your back. The only topics on which I could successfully debate you would be aviation, civil engineering, geology, and astronomy. This brings up two sore points. He says, concrete is concrete, not cement. I don't care what any silly dictionary says. Concrete is a combination of fine aggregate sand and coarse aggregate gravel and a glue, cement. Concrete is one of the greatest inventions of mankind without which we would not have our current civilization. Please quit saying cement. All right. Who am I to argue with you? I mean, you are a civil engineer, so I'm not going to argue that point. Thank you for the insight. He says, also, the beloved 737, Boeing 737, one of the finest aircraft ever built, even with the new engines of the 737 MAX. Why did it crash? New faulty software. So he goes on in the next paragraph to explain to me why the 737 MAX is not the end of the world, and that's because I was reporting on it back then. Years ago, he says, I used to listen to Catholic radio, but the reception was not that great in San Jose. The summer of 2019, I bought a new F-150 Ford pickup, the first new vehicle in my life, and I was able to pick up Relevant Radio on 1260 really well in the truck. And then the Madrid invasion began. I would tune in on my 30-year-old radio in the house, which was difficult as the new LED lights from our home renovation interfere with the radio reception. Then I noticed that Relevant Radio might be getting cheap, as when the 8 p.m. hour struck, the transmitter strength would diminish quickly. Depending on the state of the ionosphere, I sometimes in the evening could switch to 1620 in Sacramento and receive a good signal. Well, let me jump in. We weren't getting cheap. It's just that the radio license requires that you turn things down, to turn the signal down at a certain time, sundown. He says, then things got worse. My bride, a former Catholic school teacher of 32 years, would tell me to be quiet. She would use the V for victory finger sign, which he says tells third graders to button their lips. Quiet, please, she would say. I want to hear what Patrick is saying. Total loss of male command structure in my home. Then things continued to worsen. I boycott social media. I pride myself on having no apps on my phone. And then I downloaded the Relevant Radio app. Unbeknownst to me, Patrick Madrid was secretly downloading audio onto my phone. My old phone, already overloaded with pictures, was running like molasses. It was clogging up the local circuit boards. I finally found many, many hours of Madrid and was able to delete them to give my decrepit phone more life. If my dear wife was out of the house, she would come home and say, "What did you learn from Patrick today?" A montage would go like this: tsunami of stupidity, ding battery, chicanery, high-grade stupidity, spittle-flecked, pathetic display of virtue signaling, stupidity on stilts, and some other fine additions to my lexicon of oratory. Cyrus, can you tell that he listens to the program?
He might have the Patrick Madrid doll.
Let's hear one or two pulls from the doll.
It's pure chicanery.
See? Right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
And you never know what you're going to get when you pull the string on the Patrick Madrid Chatty Cathy doll, right?
I think the technical theological term for this is gobbledygook.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
How about one more?
One more. All right, last one.
That's something up with which I cannot put.
Yes, I am known for saying that. So he says, let's see. He says, "Now I know you're wondering how I dealt with all the anarchists driving pure wanton and state-sanctioned destruction in California. The desecration of statues particularly incensed me, as the rioters did not know who they were tearing down or how to spell the name of the afflicted statue. We have a 20-foot container on our driveway for storage during renovation. I first hung on the street side a container of the famous Gadsden flag. Then I bought a large Blue Lives Matters flag. I have not yet been cited for displaying this anti-California flag." Books. "I have a very respectable religious library, too much to read before I die. You have cost me greatly, as I thought I had a world-class Bible collection, and then I had to purchase two more Bibles per Patrick Madrid's recommendations. In addition, I had to purchase many titles recommended on the show. It is very difficult for a true bibliophile to buy paperbacks, but as you know, sometimes titles come in only that dreadful format." He says, "Lastly, is it true you have three sons in the seminary?" Well, actually, it is true that I have had three sons in the seminary. Actually, no, four sons. Four of my six sons have gone into the seminary. And of the four who have gone into the seminary, three of them have come out, and later on, not while they were in the seminary, but later on, they found wonderful women to marry and are married with children of their own. I have one son who has just started a doctorate in political philosophy at Hillsdale College. And ladies, he's not married yet. So he was in the seminary for about 5 years, and he's now out. And I think he's on the prowl, if you ask me. So back to your letter, and this is just about done. This is Martin from San Jose, California. He says, "My next digital battle is to connect my phone to that screen in the truck to listen to on-demand Relevant Radio." He says, "I boycott." "Keep up." He talks there about boycotting digital media like Twitter and such. He says, "Keep up the great work." He says, "My wife says, 'Oh, Patrick is so patient and courteous with all the callers.' I replied, 'No, honey. That guy has a PhD in cat herding. He is quite deft and skillful in his profession.'" I appreciate that very much, Martin. Thank you. You entertained me endlessly with your letter, and I'm glad I was able to read it on the air today. Thank you again for your support. This is Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio, the very first day, and we'll be right back with more about that right after this.
What a great letter. Yes, what a great letter. I just have to chime in. My sister is going to have bracelets made that say, "What would Patrick say?" Instead of, "What would Jesus do? What would Patrick say?"
I wonder if my wife would wear one. But she probably would be too on overload from that.
The latest in little rubber bracelets. I love it. Where else can you find such humor and entertainment, yet at the same time, the light of hope that we need to stay on the straight and narrow? We're looking to make saints out of you and your children and your children's children. It happens when you help support this local station, and only that way. We need you to reach out and respond right now as we march to make our need of $2.7 million. And how do they reach out, Patrick, and make that gift?
They can do it one of three ways. I recommend personally the Relevant Radio app because it's so easy and you can spell your name correctly, etc., or use the relevantradio.com website. Super easy. You'll also see pictures of the, for example, the blue Relevant Radio ball cap we want to give you when you make your pledge, or just call us at 877-291-0123.
I know it's a little bit of a busy hour right now. You're trying to get things wrapped up before you break for your lunchtime here, if you're on the East Coast or even the Central Zone. But we need you to reach out. We still need 90 people who can help us during this hour to make our need of 2.7 by the end of this week. 2.7 million, that is. So 90 people within the next 30 minutes. Can you be one of those 90 people that makes your gift at relevantradio.com by using the app on your smartphone or your tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And in addition to the great programming that we keep on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have some great gifts for you. Well, to start with, we got to remind you, it is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift is matched 100%. It will be doubled dollar for dollar. But if you can make the gift of $20 a month or more, or a special one-time gift of $240, you'll receive the baseball cap. And if you use the app or our website to make that gift, we'll also send you the bonus download. Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond talking about educating you on how you can help get your family back into the church. All yours when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app.
Get that in your spirit, right, Mary?
Exactly.
We'd like to get that on your phone or your iPad or your computer. So that digital download of this conversation that I had with Josh Raymond about how you can get your kids back. And I mean it. There's some really time-tested, proven techniques that we share with you that you can begin using today when you make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com, make it online, or use the Relevant Radio app. Either way, when you make your pledge there, we'll be able to send you this digital download. No one's heard it before, and I think you're going to like it.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Cyrus, did you see that video that I pointed out to you from Afghanistan, what's going on at the airport right now?
What am I looking at here?
Look at this.
There's hundreds and hundreds of people, and they're grabbing onto the side of an airplane that's about to take off.
Yeah, and if any one of those people trips, they're crushed. There's a gigantic military transport plane.
What is going on here?
Yeah, this is the most insane thing going on in Afghanistan I've never seen anything like this.
People want out so bad that they're willing to try to hold on to the side of an airplane.
Yeah. There are hundreds of them.
This is how we saw the footage of those people falling off the plane. Oh, just put it together.
I retweeted that. If you want to see the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen, I think, look at this. So it's a big U.S. military transport plane. Now, it's hard, you can't tell, is it trying to leave? Is it trying to take off? I think it is. It must be, because why would you do that to a plane that's just landed? These are people who are so desperate to get out of Afghanistan, get out of Kabul. Kabul. I always hear people say, you know, different pronunciations, but I think it's Kabul. In any case, they want to get out, and they are clinging to the sides. They're running underneath. It's amazing to me that people are not being just crushed. And this plane is rolling down the runway. And these people are like grabbing onto, and they're up on the side of the plane.
I've never seen anything like this.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if anything tells you the fear that these people have of the Taliban, I think this does. I've never seen anything like it.
No.
So, well, anyway, that's a story that's unfolding right now, and we're keeping up to date on it. It's just, I'm sure every hour something new is going on. But in the meantime, we will continue with our Pledge Drive ministrations here. The number to dial to be on the program is 888-914-9149. Let's go to Sam in Athens, Georgia. Sam, automatic for the people, my good friend.
Automatic, Patrick, automatic.
How are you doing these days?
Physically, I'm getting better every day, but however, my granddaughter came down with COVID this week.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry to hear that. How old is she?
20, and she has an immune deficiency disease she's had for all her life.
How is she doing right now?
Her symptoms are very mild, thank God.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Well, we'll pray that she has an easy time of it and that she gets better soon. What's her first name so we can pray for her by name?
Annalia.
Well, we will pray for her. Well, thanks for letting us know about that, Sam. You were received into the church I'm trying to remember, was it last year or was it this year?
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to call and say that it's because of you and Relevant Radio that I became Catholic.
Praise God. I know the backstory. I know the backstory because you were a regular listener to the program for some years, and you would call in from time to time, and we would talk, wouldn't we?
Uh-oh.
Now, maybe we're losing your signal, Sam. Can you hear okay?
Yeah, I've got you now. I heard the backstory, and then it went blank.
Oh, I was just saying that over the last few years, you and I would talk occasionally when you would call in. And the thing I was always struck by, Sam, is that as a Protestant, you were interested in the Catholic Church. I guess that's how it came across to me. You were interested, and you had some very interesting questions. And maybe you can share from your perspective what those calls were like.
Sure. I was hearing things that I had never heard before, having been a Baptist now. Well, not now, but up until I became Catholic for 67 years. And it was just like hearing the truth for the first time.
What were some of the questions you had? I don't remember now. Were they about Mary? I kind of think they were about Mary, weren't they?
I think I asked once what was Mary's age, and I asked about another call. I had asked about demonic possession because I remember the story that you told about your son and the chains jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing story. Unfortunately, it was a true story. So it all ended up, Sam, I'll kind of cut to the chase for people who are listening that maybe haven't heard you call before. You and I would talk every so often, and I would invite you to become Catholic, which I've done a million times for many people. And something clicked at some point, right? And you said, that's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely. And had it not been for the prayers of all the people on this show, I may not be here now, but I was healed of cancer.
Praise God. I remember those difficult days. Well, Sam, I'm always edified whenever you call in, and I know our listeners. I remember that time when you called and you mentioned the cancer, and just there was a huge outpouring of concern from our listeners and prayers, as you know, for yourself. So welcome home to the Catholic Church, number one. Thank you for being such a faithful listener. Thank you for being an example of grace under pressure. Life is difficult, and yet you have that joy, and your resilience is really something to behold. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. We are going to take a quick time out. I have another miracle moment for you. Someone like Sam talking about how listening to Relevant Radio was life-changing.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
All right, I've got a letter here. This is kind of a thank you. Denise and Bruce wrote to say that we prayed for her online, and I'm sure that they prayed for her at the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and she's just thanking God. She had a cancer that had gone into lymph nodes and looked really bad. Well, she's cancer-free from her last pathology report. It disappeared, and in my eyes, this is a miracle. Well, God bless you, and we're grateful for that prayer report. Yay!
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.
We are making a little bit of progress this hour. We still need 75 people. 75 people who will say, I can help support this local station. And knowing when you do that, you're supporting Catholic Radio and Relevant Radio throughout the world with our app and our website. It all happens when you help support us here at relevantradio.com or by using your smartphone or tablet, the app on either of those devices, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 75 people in the next 15 minutes. We need your help.
We do indeed. Now, we also are seeking to help the people who are suffering so terribly in Haiti as a result of the earthquake. And at the beginning of the program today, you heard me give you an update on that. About 1,300 people known to be killed in that earthquake over the weekend. Many thousands of them have been injured. Buildings collapsed. It's just misery and mayhem everywhere. So Relevant Radio is going to contribute 10% of this week's pledge drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who have been affected by that earthquake. Relevant Radio will work with the Catholic Church in Haiti to bring water, food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and dignified burial of the dead to those who are suffering. In the meantime, let us all pray for these poor suffering people during the Mass at noon Central and the chaplet at 3 p.m. Central and the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Now, this is important. What this means is when you call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge, or if you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or you make your pledge on the Relevant Radio app, please know you're performing two acts of mercy simultaneously. So no matter how much money we raise during Pledge Drive, whether we come in under our need or if we go over our need, doesn't matter. Relevant Radio is tithing 10% of our revenues from this Pledge Drive to help directly to help those people in Haiti. So please know that when you make your pledge, you're going to be helping those people directly.
And when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or by using the app, you'll get the special download sent immediately into your inbox. And it's a talk from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond about how to bring your children and loved ones back into the church. But better yet, today and today only, if you make that gift of $20 a month or more, one-time gift of $240, you will get this fabulous ball cap. It's the Relevant Radio ball cap, and you can see an image of that at our website, relevantradio.com, or when you open up your app on your phone. Make your gift now. We still need 65 people in the next 14 minutes. 65 people will reach out and respond either at relevantradio.com, using your app, or calling 877-291-0123.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
It is getting so much better all the time. Think of the poor people in Haiti right now. It's just a miserable, terrible situation that they're in as a result of the earthquake. So as I mentioned a minute ago, we are seeking to help them directly here at Relevant Radio by tithing 10% of our pledge drive goal. Please think about that as you prepare to make your pledge. We'll be coming back to that in a few minutes. Let's get back to the phones. We will start off now with Terry in Austin, Texas. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Patrick. I Hi. Love your show. And Thanks. A few, I guess, a week ago or maybe longer, you were talking to somebody about mortal sin and prayer. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine who I've been trying to talk to about even believing in God. And mm-hmm. so I told him to start praying to see, you know, to start praying to God. And then I wondered, oh, mm-hmm. if he's in a state of mortal sin, then is God listening to those prayers? And then what happens for us when we're not able to go to confession often enough? Does that mean our prayers aren't being listened to?
That's a great question. Well, I see there are two categories of people. Oops. One category would be the people who are in the state of mortal sin. And yet they're reaching out for forgiveness. They're reaching out for God's mercy. And if God did not listen to those prayers, then we would all be doomed. So none of us could ever be saved. None of us could ever ask God to forgive us if God didn't hear prayers of those who are sinful, but yet they seek reconciliation with him. That would be one category. The other category, I would say, would be that of people who are sinning and they don't care. So one passage that comes to mind is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." So when he says the righteous there, it doesn't mean just those who are in the state of grace, but by extension, we could also add to that group those who are seeking righteousness, who are seeking to be free from their sins. Yet God definitely hears their prayers. So this would ultimately depend upon the state of the soul of the man in question. And I mean, neither of us can know what the true state of his soul is, but we can hope that he is in some way seeking the Lord, in which case God is definitely hearing his prayers.
Okay. And then for us, so I'm trying to understand. So for us, when we're in the state of moral sin, as long as we're trying to, I guess, become more righteous, does he still hear us? As long
yes.
as we're still seeking him?
Yes, because let me kind of portray it in this way. Let's say that a person, I don't want to say you, let's just say a person is in the state of mortal sin and doesn't really care about right. God and doesn't really care about getting right with God and is not really interested in repenting and yet maybe has a sick child or there's some other situation going on. And let's say that person is, oh, Lord, please help me with this. Please help me with that. That's the kind of scenario where the Bible says that God is not really going to hear those prayers. I mean, it doesn't mean that he doesn't hear them because God knows everything that can be known. We don't mean it in that sense.
Right.
But he's not going to respond to those prayers the way he would respond to somebody who is seeking him. And so the people who are seeking him, if they're in the state of grace and they are actively seeking God and living their lives, all the more so, of course, God is going to respond to them. But even those who are still in sin, and yet, as you said, they've made a good act of contrition, they haven't gone to confession yet, they're yearning for God to restore them, God hears those prayers. And the way we know that is none of us could ever be saved if he didn't.
Okay.
You know, there'd be no hope for us. So that much we know, that he does hear those prayers.
Okay, and so sometimes when people ask for, when they ask for a sign, if they don't believe in God yet, you know, and then they pray for God to give them a sign of his existence, is that a sin or is that?
No, not at all. Yeah. So, Lord, I don't believe in you. I was raised to not believe in you maybe, but if you're up there, please give me a sign. That's an example of somebody who is reaching out. You know, they want to see if God is real.
Okay, so I know we're not supposed to put him to the test, I guess, is a sense, right? I'm not sure if I'm getting that correct. Like, we're not supposed to test God and ask him for particular, like, you know, do this if you're, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the 40 days in the desert and he was being tested. But then I also think we're not supposed to test God back, correct? Or is that?
Well, yes and no. So yes, in the sense that, you know, do not put God to the test. One way of explaining that would be to say, as an example, the sin of presumption. So if, let's say somebody's committing a sin and he says, well, you know, I can always go to confession. So here it is Monday and I've committed this serious sin. I can go to confession on Saturday. And as long as I'm in mortal sin, I might as well commit the sin any number of times between now and Saturday. And then I can go to confession on Saturday. Well, that's a form of this where you're putting God to the test because you're presuming not only that you'll live until then, but you're also presuming that God will be there with the grace that you want when you want it. And that would be a form of putting God to the test. But for you to say, Lord, let's say that you're a struggling college student and you just don't know if God really exists and you're going through something really difficult in your life. And you say, God, if you're up there, please show me. That's not putting God to the test. That's reaching out and saying, God, I really need you right now. I'm not sure if you're there, but if you are, please let me know. And that's a very good thing
okay.
to do. You see the difference?
Oh, okay. Yes. And then I guess we're not supposed to, because I have that on my, I have a confession app that I use all the time because I want to make sure that I make a good confession, good confession. And it says to not presume God's mercy. So that's why
there
we're not
you
supposed
go.
To do that.
Yeah, see, the sin of presumption can take different forms, but one form of the sin of presumption is people who say once saved, always saved, that no matter what they do, they're guaranteed of eternal life. Not only does the Bible not say that, but the church condemns that as a sin of presumption. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about more, or at least I was talking about more in the context of confession, where people fool themselves into thinking that they can just, you know, use the sacrament of confession as if it was a get out of jail free card. It's a way in their mind, at least, of having their cake and eating it too, where, oh, I'm just going to commit these sins because I know I can go to confession. That would be a classic way of testing God. And we don't want to do that because that's presuming on his grace and mercy.
I know I'm using a little bit more of your time, but there's one more question. My mom has stage 5 kidney disease, and she was supposed to only live for like 3 or 4 months. We're now at 8 months later where she's still here with us. And I'm just amazed. My family has been praying very hard for her to live till our birthday, which is this month. And she's made it this far. So,
That's
I'm just
beautiful.
So thankful.
I will pray that she has a happy and holy death when the time comes.
Thank you. She wears a brown scapular. The brown scapular. And, I've heard so many people talk about the brown scapular as, it just seems so superstitious to me because
Let me explain it. I'm sorry to interrupt you just because we have a break coming. It's not superstitious. It's no more superstitious than your wedding ring is. You wear the wedding ring as a sign. So assuming you're married, you wear the wedding ring as a sign of your love for your husband and your commitment to him and also of his to you. So when people wear the scapular, the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, it's a reminder to them, like your wedding ring is a reminder to you. So it doesn't in itself do anything, but it's a sign of Our Lady's prayers for you. And so every time you feel it under your shirt or you see it when you take it off or put it on, it reminds you of that. And that's how it's supposed to be used in a healthy Catholic sense, not in a superstitious sense. Thanks for the call, Terry. I hope we talk again soon. In the meantime, let's go quickly to Teresa in Delano, Minnesota. Hi, Teresa. We have about a minute.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you, what does the church say when it comes to bariatric surgery or weight loss surgery? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the church says that that's not immoral in itself. So if it's a treatment prescribed by a physician and you maybe have exhausted other possibilities, and the church would say that is entirely legitimate. Because obviously for the preservation of your health, but also to avoid the sin of gluttony, if it's necessary to take that course of action, that is permissible. You wouldn't be doing anything immoral.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to help. And with that, we've sort of reached the end of our road for phone calls on the show today. Just remember, from all the emails that you've heard us read today and many of the phone calls today, what a beacon of hope Relevant Radio is in these stressful times. Man, there is enough stress to go around. Isn't that true? But that's why we're here. We're here to give you hope and encouragement. We keep you up to date and current on current events, but we also show you where we're heading. We're heading in the right direction, namely to our heavenly home. And we need your help to help other people get there. And we'd ask you to call right now, 877-291-0123.
We need to keep these phones going. I'm just excited to give the update on phone calls for this hour. We have 5 minutes left. And Patrick, we still need 39 people to give us a call or visit our website at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone, your tablet, whatever method you can. We're feeling desperate. We want to make sure we wrap up this hour by hitting our goal, our number of gifts coming in. And that only happens if you do your part.
Yeah, the word desperate is not a word I like to hear during pledge drive. So when you say that word, my ears perk up, Mary.
We just want day one to be off to a good start.
Absolutely. Well, the way to do that, everybody, is to get in the harness and pull in the same direction. We're offering you three ways to make your pledge safe and secure. You can do all three if you want, or you can do one of the three. The first being go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app or call us at 877-291-0123. But in these waning moments, and remember, it's dollar for dollar match today when you make your pledge. Do it now before it's too late.
That's right. We want to hear from you. We want to say also thank you to a few folks. We had Patrick, who is listening. Great name, right, Patrick? Yeah. Listening in Miami, and he's listening on 1080 AM. He made his special gift of $500. That was doubled to $1,000 and a brand new donor. Thank you also to Anne Marie. Anne Marie is listening in Bakersfield, and that is in California. Your $500 gift was doubled to $1,000. All we're asking is that you make a simple gift of $20 a month or more, and you will receive the special gift, which is a premium for today and today only, and that's the Relevant Radio baseball cap. It is the only day this cap is going to be available, and only while supplies last. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. And when you use your smartphone or your tablet in addition to that and that fabulous hat, you're also going to receive the special download from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond on how to keep your family or bring your family back to the church. We need to hear from you now.
Yeah, here I didn't want to interrupt you, Mary. I'm just thinking about that ball cap and what a great way to help promote Relevant Radio when you're out and about. It's blue and it's got the Relevant Radio app on it. Or not the app, it's got the logo on it. And you will be helping
other
people.
Wouldn't that be crazy? You could hit your hat and play the radio.
That would be. Maybe that'll be next pledge drive.
Maybe next time,
we'll do one of those. But for the moment, that, and also one thing to remember is that when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or if you use the Relevant Radio app, then you will instantaneously be sent that new audio conversation that Mary was talking about just now. I and Josh Raymond, both of us are fathers of many children. We've got some years of experience and we've drawn upon some things that we've learned that we share with you in this conversation about how you can begin today. And I mean, literally, you can begin today doing some of these practical things that we share with you on helping your kids to not only stay Catholic, but also to come back from the church. And you may say, that's a tall order. I grant you, it is a tall order, but trust me, when you hear this, you're going to say, oh, I never thought about that, or oh, that I never thought about that. So trust me, make the pledge by going to relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and that will be yours just about instantaneously.
We want to say thank you so much to Craig. Craig's listening in Newark, New Jersey, praying for all of your family members and extended family. Special gift of $246. That was doubled. We have Jean listening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, praying for healing of your eyes. I think that's St. Cecilia, isn't it? The patron saint of eyes. We are praying for you as well. Your $240 gift was doubled. You guys are both getting the baseball cap. So is Martha. And Martha is a brand new donor listening in Modesto, California. She made that special gift of $240. All these gifts are matched dollar for dollar. You can do it too. We're down to only needing another 20 people, 20 more people who can give us a gift here in the next 2 minutes, either at our website, relevantradio.com, using your smartphone or your tablet and pulling up the app on either of those, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Patrick, we're going to get this done. I can just see it happening.
I love it. I love the enthusiasm that our listeners are showing us by calling 877-291-0123. I can't wait to be back on the microphone again with you tomorrow, Mary. I'm excited.
It will be fun. It will be fun. 2 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 12 people. Be one of those 12 people. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or your app or call 877-291-0123.